Message number 1218. Mother of Salvation, beware of the man who declares himself to be the Son of Man. Friday, September 19, 2014 at 13:14. My dear child, it has been foretold that many false prophets will arise and that during this time they will spread untruths about the Word of God. They will arise in their hundreds of thousands and be endorsed by those who claim to represent my Son's servants. They will preach in small as well as large groups, and you will know them by the false prophecies which they will reveal to the world. They will be seen as very holy people, and some will say that they have great healing powers of the flesh as well as the spirit. Some will wear the garments of holy men, and they will promote a new missal which will deviate from the truth. Many people will be confused by their teachings, as they will mix their false claims with part of the truth. One of their objectives will be to be seen to prepare the world for the second coming of Christ, and they will create great anticipation of this event amongst my Son's followers. But it will not be my Son Jesus Christ they will be preparing God's children to welcome. No. It will be the Antichrist. Grave errors will be revealed by them in connection with the Book of Revelation, as they will twist the contents of this holy book. Few will know that they are being fed lies, and the greatest untruth which they will proclaim will be this. They will say that Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, will make himself known in the world soon. That he will come in the flesh. That he will walk amongst his people, and that he will raise them up on the last day. This could never happen, for my Son who came in the flesh the first time through his birth will never come in the flesh at his second coming. Beware of the man who declares himself to be the Son of Man, who calls you to him, for he will not be from God. My Son will come in the clouds just as he left the earth during his ascension into heaven, so too will it be on the last day. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation.